We are now in the middle of a rapidly advancing digital transformation. To be competitive, Swedish companies need access to a strong digital infrastructure, which allows them to deliver new, innovative services close to the user in Sweden and globally. My name is Maria Sundvall. I'm the Managing Director of Equinix in Sweden. In this podcast, I meet leading decision makers who are at the heart of our digital transformation. Yogesh Malik, welcome. You are Executive Vice President at Tele2 and will lead the new combined technology and IT unit at Tele2. In the past, you've held many leading senior roles, including the CEO at Telenor India, as well as served at the board of GCMA, the Global Mobile Network Operators Association. So what brought you to Sweden? And tell me more about this new organizational restructure at Tele2.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for having me. I think it's great to reflect back because it's almost a year since I started working with Tele2. And what brought me, Maria, was very clearly the brand. Tele2 has been extremely forward-leaning, simplistic, yet very innovative. Vision to be the smartest telco in the world, that really drives me. And the people and culture, which is extremely unique in terms of not only being ambitious, but being realistic and data-driven. So I think these things put together was really a good next chapter for myself. And believe it or not, Stockholm is the same city which I came to 26 years ago as my first city out of the country where I come from, India. So it's almost a circle around.
Oh, really? Oh, that's great. So I think many people, I mean, most of the people listening to this podcast probably knows about Tele2, but I think it's interesting to learn more about Tele2 IoT. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, Tele2 as a brand may be known to a lot of people, given we have been present in many, many countries. As a value proposition, Tele2 always offers more for more. And I think that strategy gives customers a lot, gives our shareholders a clear prediction as well on the direction we are taking. And we like to share. So we are sharing all our networks, we are sharing and we really believe in a sustainable way forward.
And what exactly is IoT for you personally and for Tele2? Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, I think it is, for a layman, how do machines get connected that humans can interact with machines is the simplistic definition I can say in my own words. What can it do? The potential which we have is making sure that there is a clear communication established so that one doesn't need to be physically present everywhere and one can still interact with the environment. Delivery of foods, like which happened with us in the center of Stockholm, parcel checking, trains, blue light networks, and we can go on and on in the definition on how deep does that go into the society and how does it make a better sense of time and utilization rather than being physically present everywhere. And I think that is where Internet of Things, which is IoT, makes a big difference. It gets things connected. Of course, there's an element of security which comes into it, and we are extremely mindful of that to make sure that everything is secured with a good perimeter and to observe the regulations and rules of the country as well. So that's the way I see IoT. It has a huge potential. It has, I think, shown its potential in many ways, in cars, in trucks, transportation, logistics. And now maybe the time is to come a little bit more closer into the lifestyle to make sure that one can be in control, for lack of a better word, with full empowerment and full security.
Yeah, it really opens up amazing opportunities. And so what does a typical customer look like for Tele2 IoT?
I think the platform which opens gives the possibility to many different types of customers, I would say. Private networks, one customer. Logistics, another set of customers. I would say delivery services, another set of customers. Healthcare services, another set of customers. Government facilities and services. So we can go on and on. I think public sector, private sector, and in general, lifestyle providers would benefit from it.
Interesting. And can you talk to me about what role does IoT play in giving Swedish companies a competitive edge? It would be interesting to hear your view on that.
I would say I can't really be the expert, but at least my observation has been in the Nordics, Sweden has been the creator in many ways on multiple industries, whether it was Volvo, both car, personal transport and pub, sort of bigger transports, if you may, whether it has been Ericsson from an equipment supplier, whether it has been ABB and many, many other companies, they have got their birth in Sweden in different kind of time frames. And it just shows to me that with that internal sort of innovative and industrial spirit, IoT stands right in the middle. And for Swedish companies, it would mean a whole lot, because then it gets things connected over time as well. So that's why I think Sweden especially holds a pretty strong place in the manufacturing and industrial sector.
When I talk to companies and customers, I understand that it's a big variety where the company is in their IoT journey. Many companies are in the beginning of their IoT journey. And can you talk to me about how do I, as a company, implement an IoT initiative? And can you also give examples of a recent implementation that you've helped a company with?
Yeah, so just to how to see that, and I would look at it from a customer angle. It's almost like the way IKEA would be designing their goods with a price point in mind and reverse engineering. So the customer need comes right at the center, and then everything starts from that. So for example, if the customer is a healthcare provider, the way we design is make sure that we have fully redundant systems, which means we design to make sure that the systems are available continuously. Top of that, we use our networks, which are latest and latest technologies. And plus, then we use state-of-the-art customer and subscriber management systems as well, so that one can maintain their subscriptions in a digital manner and have a self-service as well. So that's the way we think about it. So it's a platform which we bring together with high availability, user-friendliness, and looking at a complete ecosystem, so that starting with the customer all the way to the design of the network. That's the way we do it.
And what should companies keep in mind when implementing your technology? What are the pitfalls and the benefits, the challenges?
I think testing, one can never do enough. And my recommendation would be that never underestimate the complexity of testing, which needs to go into with various scenario planning. The other pitfall would be the customer management with the care center and with the monitoring systems. One should make sure that one has it complete and completely end-to-end as well. And also to be very, very routinely checking all the practices of change management and change control. That brings the robustness of the whole process to the next level.
You mentioned security, the importance of having a secure IoT system previously. What are the most significant security threats when implementing an IoT solution, and how do you handle them?
As we know that we live in a digital world today, which means every access point can be seen as an entry point into various parts of the network. We like to continue the development to secure every access point, to make sure that the network has segmentations as well, and to make sure that we keep all the equipment up to date as well. So I think those would be the things which can help being prepared in the cases of eventuality of any intrusions, for example.
So Yogesh, how important is the ecosystem for the IoT service your clients offer?
It's actually central and very, very important, because ecosystem defines end-to-end thinking. It defines the purpose. It defines your one own actions and what do you expect out of them. An ecosystem consists not only of one party, it is actually a coexistence of multiple parties and entities to provide it, at the end of the day, one very clear customer-centric service. So that's the way I define the ecosystem. It can consist of providers of compute, providers of connectivity, providers of services, and actually the providers of power and energy as well. So I think it can consist of many of the entities.
Tele2 IoT and Equinix are both important players in the ecosystem, and I really appreciate the partnership that our companies have. How do you see the future of our collaboration?
I think Equinix, the way I understand, is a front runner in creating the environments and enabling, I call the, if fiber would be the railroad, then the stations would be the data centers. And it is very, very important with the place where we are that compute happens in the most sustainable way, most green way, if you may. And that is where this partnership can yield more, because the green data center, making sure the ecosystem is connected, making sure that the compute is much, much closer to the place where it needs to happen with full transparency and meeting all the regulations. And I think this can take things to the new level.
Are there other actors that you would like to see in the ecosystem? And if so, why?
I think there will be one has to really look at the future in a way that urbanization is going to happen. One or the other way is happening right now. I mean, bigger cities like Stockholm, Göteborg, Malmö in Sweden, they are growing at a great pace. Now, in those cities, there are different digital models being also coming up. And how can those development zones be opened up to take those digital models to real life? I think that platform, I think we can create together that platform, which can help the citizens of the country and of the urban cities as well. Now, with the remaining part of the countries, what's important is that we reach them at the right pace in a sustainable way, not consuming a lot of power and energy. And how do we do that together? There are thought processes around power consumption. So I think there are roles for various players to play, because this is, at the end of the day, it's a society we are enabling to the next level.
So what will the ecosystem look like in 3 years from now?
I think it would be much more connected, much more ready for service, and will have multiple players benefiting from connection to each other, making it simpler for a person to be able to fetch relevant data at the right time. So it would be, I can imagine the ecosystem would be a coexistence of multiple partners and freedom to connect in with the right security protocols. That's the way I see the ecosystem going forward.
And a final question, what does the future hold?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I don't think I have the silver bullet answer to give that, but definitely a coexistence, as I mentioned, partnerships, making sure that society, security, and effort to make customer request right in the center, an effort to make sure that transactions which are happening are extremely secure is going to be key for the future. There is a constant strive in technology for speed and compute, which will remain. And then how do we work together with one aim to build a sustainable society and future is going to be key. That's at least my true belief.
So thank you so much, Yogesh, for participating in this podcast and bringing so many interesting insights of IoT and the future of IoT. I appreciate very much that you took part in this podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.